The Centaur Review, episode 101. Topics followed by topics followed by topics. Welcome back to the Sentai Review. Another Wednesday, another Sentai, and an issue we were not able to gather. So, yeah, Command Center is under maintenance or something like that. I guess there was a lot of no and stops and...
view holes.
Yep.
Easter bunnies.
Look, Easter all bunny. I know is Alpha had this weird CD in his back. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
It made him dance all dumb, too. And then we took the CD out, and, like, his butt battery broke, and that was the end of him, man.
Yep.
I tried to get a hold of Zordon, but, you know, couldn't get a call. It was all staticky.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on.
Shane, did you spit in Zordon's cup again?
He said something I didn't like, so yes.
That's why we can't find him.
Just for reference, though, to let you know, this is not going to be a review. Because of this, what we are going to do is we are going to do a topic episode. So it's going to be one of those episodes where we just talk bullshit for two episodes because of the way we film. But this should turn out pretty good because there's a lot that we have to talk about. And I figured I would start us on a topic that is – I'm hoping this is a good field of conversation to start on. But I have a feeling it's going to become narrow-sighted. Real fast. What's up?
Do we need to go around the Skype room?
Yeah, let's go around the viewing globe. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
And they can tell that this is Skype after that.
Oh yeah, and then we got a break. Then we got a break for the plugging stuff.
No, oh, yeah. We don't need to do that.
I'll put the website here.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
There, edit note. Okay. let's start. The first topic I want to bring up, of all the Sixth Rangers, what was the absolute favorite? Not the best, the one you just seem to like a lot.
Oh, this is going to be a similar answer to, I think, everybody.
The reason I'm starting here is because I think this one is a little too narrow-sighted, so we'll get it done fast.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'll start it off by saying that... favorite would be the Green Mighty Morphin.
Now, hold on. This encompasses the entire series, even when Tommy came back and added himself as their sixth. So if you like, I mean, I'm expecting a lot of Green Ranger to be dropped here, but I am curious in general if anybody has different opinions.
Nope, mine's still the Green.
Okay.
I have a tie.
All right.
It's, of course, going to be Green Mighty Morphin as one of them. And then the Gold Ranger, actually. I dug him pretty hardcore. Just not his toy.
Yeah, I've got multiples. I've got multiples, and Gold Ranger is on that list. But the problem comes down to a matter of, like... Of course, Gold, whether it be the actual Sentai or the Mighty Morphin. And then at the same time, the Silver Pirate, like, he actually was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But since I'm watching Q Ranger, it's kind of hard to pick because there's not six, there's 11 motherfuckers.
Yeah, this question falls into difficult territory once you get to, 13 people in one show.
Yeah.
Which, 13 more mofos.
Well, see, that's different because once it was explained to me about the dino guys, I accepted it and I was like, okay, that's at least a little bit better. With Q-Ranger, since I'm actually watching it, I understand why there's so many. Like, they have the entire galaxy to protect. So it's like, okay, I get why there's so many of them, especially since most of the Zords can actually be their own thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The Red Ranger's the only one that can't because he must be there for the Megazord.
Okay. So far we've got Nick and Seth out of the way. And so far we have Shane out of the way. You're green 100%, right?
Yes.
Where are you, Scott?
Well, I'm going to have to go a bit cliche as well, but a weird three-way tie between the three Tommies. All green, right. White, and his black Dino Thunder.
Yeah, I've heard... Now, I've yet to sit down and watch that, but I've heard that he pulls it off. Like, that the Dino Black is supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, like he says in the series himself, it's just like riding a bike, as far as getting back into the Power Rangers part.
Okay. Yeah, mine's fairly simple, too. I expected this to be a simple one, the picking your favorite out of these, because I'm gold. I was green for a very long time, but after seeing gold, and especially moving to the Sentai and seeing gold...
Oh, wait, I was wrong.
About?
Dino Thunder Tommy was the fifth. No, the fourth. The White Ranger was the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I'm going...
But that series, the start of that series only had three.
Yeah.
So they added Rangers as they go on. So,
yeah,
yes,
but technically... they just added two, so there wasn't a sixth Ranger. So yeah, mine changes to Tommy White and Tommy Green. So.
All right. Yeah. Okay, if nobody else has a topic, I'm going to drop the next one. I expected that part to be easy. I just wanted to get it out of the way because everybody picks a favorite add-on or special edition Ranger. But I will say that I am kind of surprised because I've heard a lot of people lean towards the Samurai, the Green Samurai. I've heard a lot of people like him. I've heard a lot of people like that white one that you were just mentioning.
Even though he's the fifth Ranger.
Yeah, but he's the add-on Ranger is what I meant.
Yep. Those series that start off with three, like Dino Thunder and Ninja Storm did, like Ninja Storm did add in two new Thunder Rangers, and then they added that Green Samurai guy later on.
Yeah. Okay. If nobody else has a topic, I have like a whole list of them here. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, because I imagine nobody else wrote a list, which is fine. This was very last minute, to be fair.
I'm also utilizing Nick had a tooth ripped out of his skull this week, so he hasn't done shit.
Well, I'm utilizing the fact that I'm a lazy bastard as an excuse.
Sticking on this concept of figuring out where our favorites lie in the series, pick a favorite red.
Ooh.
Who's that favorite? Now, this is not favorite leader. This is favorite red. That's another topic I have on here.
Tio Kuga.
Yeah, Tokuger. Hands down is Tokuger. Like it would have been the Pirate Ranger Red, because he was pretty cool.
Captain Marvelous.
But then we actually watched Tokuger for a couple episodes.
I have two.
Who are they?
Captain Marvelous for Sentai. Andros from Space for Power Rangers, our series.
I was expecting him to show up. I was expecting him to show up somewhere.
I mean, Jason's cool, but...
Andros is one of those things where if you break down the continuity of our show, he was like Zordon's secret weapon. He was like a ranger that was out there doing the ranger thing that knew Zordon. Mm-hmm. And rather than call in that special force guy, which another reason to call Zordon a dickhead once again, Because all those times that we ran into trouble, and he was like, oh, we'll call the Alien Rangers, or there's a super secret power, and if you guys are willing to risk your lives and go over here and get it, and all the time
he had go on a 40-day trip eating cheese sandwiches.
Right, and the whole time he had a Red Ranger tucked away who was out defending the entire fucking galaxy with just him and one other dude. And never once was he like, maybe I should call in my expert level guy.
Yeah.
But that would make sense.
Right.
Although, I was about to say, now that I think about it, I got to throw in another one, too. Because Red Tio Kuga is pretty good, but, like, Lucky from Q Ranger. Like, I'm pretty sure if you guys were to actually sit down and watch it, you would enjoy him. Because even though Lucky is, like, the cliche hero type, he's still, like, very, like, anime when it comes to, like, the hero.
I'm in time you know force what I mean? Right now. That's where I'm slowly catching myself up. So I'm plowing through time force, and then I'll go to the next one after that. Which it's on my shelf, but I can't see it from here. I don't know what it is.
Wild Force.
I haven't heard very good about that. I've heard that's very fucking social justice warrior, save the environment shit.
Bill, you have to watch it or you will be killed.
No, I'm not.
Damn.
I'm not saying,
Segata is not in that.
No, it's not. Him you got to worry about.
In 6 years.
Wasn't that the Red Ranger that stabbed his roommate because he didn't watch the show?
Yeah. No.
That's the joke we make, but he did actually murder a guy with a sword.
Yeah.
Fuck, crazy bastard.
So you will watch his show.
No, I will not.
Then you're dead.
Good.
All no, sudden, because we'll just...
I already got
Sega to the judo throw him, because that guy doesn't play Sega Saturn.
Sentai Review is going to be in the news here in about 7 years. Local podcaster dies from refusing to watch so-and-so show.
Red Ranger on
trial again.
Doesn't matter. This morning I was coughing up blood. I'm pretty sure my ass is going to be gone soon enough anyway.
So, well, stop that shit.
Nah, I just need to get a humidifier. I'll be all right.
Okay, so we got reds from Shane so far. Mm-hmm. Reds from Seth. Did Nick give his red?
Nick already said... Well, technically it's a tie regardless because Tokuger and Captain Marvelous.
Where are you at, Scott?
So, right, and Captain Marvelous, I guess.
I'm going a bit of a tie as well, but kind of tie across Power Rangers and Sentai. As far as normal our Power Rangers, I'm going with Andros from In Space.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I knew he was going to get some votes. He's got a huge following, to be fair.
He's a damn good Red Ranger.
And as far as Sentai...
If you want to get technical, he's the best villain the series ever had. He actually killed Zordon. Everybody else failed.
That's true.
But as far as Sentai, Mr. Imagination.
Yep, okay.
Tokuger.
Yeah, okay. So to be right.
If I'm to pick a red, I like Geki, Judanger.
Okay.
He to me, like, because I've watched, I've only seen about 4 Sentai through now, but he was a legitimate leader that dealt with a lot, that did a lot on his own, that actually developed and became better as the series went on, and there's something about the way that they played him out on there, that he was the prince, and then he was humbled later on by his brother, and then you figure out all the history that went into him becoming the prince, mm-hmm. and things like that. I really, really like Geki. So I think that's where my answer lies 100%, is I think
But you also find out that he's not actually the prince.
Exactly what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. Right. And he still manages afterwards to live up to that name.
Right.
And unlike weird wizard guy that only managed to seal Rita away, and the other team, which he might have been a part of, it's kind of sketchy, they say that warriors sealed her away, but I think it's supposed to be that Sage dude that sealed her away, and then the Rangers were sealed away separately in case something ever happened. But anyways, they actually put her back in that pot. He won, unlike our Rangers, where Rita is technically still out there somewhere. Even if she was hit by the Z-Wave, she's still out there somewhere, and she never answered for anything she did. She's free and living a happy life somewhere. Which I think later on, I believe she does make an appearance, and she becomes some sort of Empress of All Magic or some shit like that in the Mystic Rangers. You see her in that series, I think.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I think it's the actress who played Rita for the Japanese Sentai, but because of that, that is our Rita. So she makes an appearance later on, and after she was hit by the Z-Wave, she became some sort of good sorceress thing or some shit.
So does that mean the American version got the American Rita to come back as the sorceress?
No, I think it's because they used the Sentai footage. We see the old Rita-esque looking character because it's the same actress that played Rita for the Japanese Sentai, if I'm not mistaken. So that makes it really confusing when she shows up in our series and we never beat Rita. So that is Rita. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, it's you'd have to look it up, but it's really, I'm almost 100% sure it is the same actress that played Rita that reprises another role in Sentai, but because our stuff is the way it is and Rita was never sealed away and she was hit by the Z-Wave and continued on to live some weird, happy life where she had a monster baby.
Baby monster!
I see.
I mean,
for me, it's gay.
All
right, let's keep running here. Yellow. Do you have a favorite yellow?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to say Trainee, but no, that was a trap. So I need to.
No, that actually would be my favorite one, though. Boy.
I don't think Boy was my favorite. Not even by a long shot.
I like Trainee, I really do, but she's not my favorite Yellow Ranger.
Is it
difficult?
Ooh, Yellow's a tough one. It's stumping everybody.
I just can't think of the guy's name is the problem. It's the Yellow from Q Ranger, the chef.
Man, you are digging Q Ranger. That's dude, good, it's, no, it's good. It's good.
Dude, Train Rangers were like the coolest shit
that's
ever.
Tokuger. That's Tokuger. He's talking the new Ranger series.
The newest one right
Q
now.
Yeah. Which one's that?
It's the present Sentai.
Yeah.
It's the ones that we were watching. The one with the where the guy plugs into the scorpion butt with the weird dog and the fucking the bull. Where literally everyone but Red plugs into the ass of their Zord, so that way then the ball that they're contained in can actually become like the joints for like the legs and the arms.
I have not watched it yet.
Oh, it's good shit.
If I have to pick a favorite yellow, I'm going to go with Kira from Dino Thunder.
Okay. I've heard about her. She's the one that got like the... She got the superpower, so she's an awful lot like Black Canary.
Yeah, she can scream.
Yeah, they basically put Black Canary in a Power Ranger outfit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's legit.
Because I haven't seen that many Sentai, I can't give you a Sentai your favorite. But I guess if I have to choose, I have to choose Boy. Because I said, old boy. I sat down and watched
a shit ton with Bill.
Yeah, so to be fair, and I only seen Tokuger a little bit of it. Not enough for her for that girl to be my favorite yet, so I have to pick Boy for my favorite Sentai. But
this is true.
But no, I prefer Kira over any of the other yellows.
See, I can't really pick a yellow that I like the most on on the American side because I stopped after Turbo, I think. No, I stopped in Zio. But there wasn't a yellow in Zio, I don't think.
Yeah, there was. Tanya.
I can't remember. You know how long ago that was that I watched Zio?
Well, it came out in 96, so, you know.
It's been a minute. Been a couple minutes, actually. Been about 20 of them. Few minutes, Shane.
That's fair. What about you?
Next?
What about you, Seth?
I already said mine, didn't I?
Yeah, he said the
yellow from Q Ranger, the guy who's the chef.
Now we need a Scott and a Bill.
Yeah, I'll have to stick with Trini.
That's fine.
Yeah, she was my favorite one.
That's fine. Yeah, that's not a bad choice. Yeah. What about you, Bill?
Super Mega Force Yellow. That's the one I like the most when it comes to Yellow Rangers.
Super Mega Force, huh?
Yep.
You like... Okay, she's not a bad one either.
Only because I haven't seen enough of Gokaiger. But yes, I like her.
Is her name Gia?
Yeah.
In the American version? Yeah, Gia.
Yeah, her name is like... Is it Moran? Moran? Moran?
Give me a second.
I remember her name is like Gia.
In the American, yes.
My association with her is still slim. I've only seen half of Super Megaforce, but I think the biggest thing I like is, without getting retarded about it, it's all the changes. And she got to be Rangers that we didn't even have over here. Because, like, when you're watching that movie and she just says legendary ranger power and all of a sudden she has a ribbon and she's like, well, fuck it, I'm going to use it.
Ribbon.
Yeah, because they didn't even have a name for it.
That was the Circle A ranger.
Yeah, she just got to be that. And there was no explanation for why. She was just like, I got a ribbon. Fucking...
Got this. It's cool.
I think that's the reason I like it, because she gets to be Rangers that didn't exist over here.
Oh, I found it.
That's why it was legendary, Bill.
If you're talking, if your favorite is the Sentai Yellow from Gokai.
Her name is like Milfy or something.
Luca.
Okay.
Milfy?
Milfy's the pink.
No. That's her last name.
Oh, is that her? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the fucking Pink Ranger's name.
Oh, come on. You could do it.
No.
We got to bring back Shane Butcher's names.
No. See, some of these I can say, like Don and Joe.
Okay. Has everybody picked a yellow? Because we got other things to move to.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Black.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Adam. Done. Move on.
I'm with him on this. I'm Mastodon Black Ranger Adam, because he just keeps coming back, and he's consistent, and he's given a lot of love to the character, where, like, Walter won't come back. I don't know if they just can't catch him on a good day or what, but he barely does cons, and he will not return to the show, even for so much as a single fucking episode. But
Adam came back. After he departed in Turbo, he came back in space to help Carlos, and then he came back in an Operation Overdrive for two of the fucking best episodes of that entire fucking garbage series.
And he held his ground as the Black Ranger, as far as I'm concerned, better than Walter did. Because he held that through most of the Mighty Morphin series, and then continued to come back and reprise that role. And he also did the movie, of course, and there's something very likable about Adam in general. He feels like a serious... he feels like a guy, like a normal guy that you could fucking hang out with, that will do what he can do for you.
And my favorite for the Sentai is, once again, Mammoth Ranger.
I don't have a favorite Sentai in terms of Black Ranger. For me, though, it is Adam. I always like it when he comes back.
I just stuck with Mighty Morphin and fucking the Jude Rangers on that. All Mastodon for that one.
You know, I can agree with Adam, too, mainly because of all the fun shit that he becomes throughout the different seasons, especially because eventually he becomes the cock of the Megazord.
Yeah.
He's also a minivan.
He plays the Black Ninja, and then later on he will play... Black Ninja, that's when he's the frog. And then he'll move into green. And to be fair, when it comes to the entire Turbo series. So that's not fair to him. But he stayed consistent and even appeared in the series after that. Well, he got to do the Zeo. So yeah, he just...
Yeah, he was green. He was
enough for me to appreciate him.
He was green in Zeo, green in Turbo, and he came back in Space, like I said, to help Carlos. Even though and he had his Mighty Morphin Morpher. He had the Mastodon Morpher,
and it was broken.
And he still was able to transform and protect Carlos, even though it was killing him.
Yep. And that's another thing too is he feels more sacrificial hero, like he will do what he can do. And that doesn't. And he's not Superman. Okay, he's not coming down with all the powers and then giving his life to protect you. He knew that changing would kill him. He knew in the back of his mind that one little fight would be the end of him. And still, he transformed. And then he told Carlos, "Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Run. Get out of here. I'm fine." He wasn't fine, and he knew he wasn't fine. He knew that was a stupid idea.
But he was trying to protect a friend, and he didn't give a damn.
Right. He was willing to do it. And even before he morphed, he jumped into the middle of a monster fight with no powers and just wiki-kicked the shit out of some lizard dude to save Carlos.
Adam's a bad motherfucker.
Like, I like Adam. He is my favorite Black Ranger. Where are you at, Scott? Because I don't think we've heard yours yet.
Actually, I don't think I got one as far as, like, the Power Rangers.
Okay.
As far as Sentai, might be this newest Black Ranger because he more or less has the wrestling looking like the Rock thing with the bowl.
I'm surprised you haven't picked a Power Ranger because you got the Black Dino Ranger. With Tommy?
He is a Black Ranger. Yep.
That kind of surprised me that you didn't, like, jump right to him. That really did. That shocked me.
I should.
I preferred him as the Green Ranger.
I'll throw him in there.
So that's why I didn't pick my man crush.
Here's one for you. Pink.
Jen.
I'm right there with you, by the way. Proto Guy. Time Force is the best Pink Ranger.
Because she's the fucking leader.
Because she's the leader. She's the hard ass, take no bullshit, lead the team, complete the mission, never a damsel in distress, main character.
I think I'm going to go with a Sentai one for this, and it's going to Tokuger.
Okay.
Well,
You like the...
I like the fact that she like psychs herself up with like some random mantra, and then she just goes like all crazy shit mode on people. It's like, oh, I'm Kung Fu Girl now. Whoop! This dude gets his ass whipped. Whoop! This dude gets flipped over my head. Whoop! That motherfucker's dead. And then she busts out that bridge claw, and those dudes became really tiny. She starts stabbing the little dudes.
That was
fucking great. So she is my favorite because she's funny and she's not a bitch. She does not get warped. She warps people by making them itty bitty.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. I'll agree with that.
Where you at, Scott?
One's times.
Mine has to go back to like some nostalgia and just go with toss up between Kimberly and Kat.
Okay.
That's not a bad choice.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed both of them, even though Kimberly was a lot of damsel in distress quite a few times, and Kat, not quite so much from what I've seen.
I think they tried to move away from the damsel problem with Kat. I think they legitimately attempted to set her on her own path. She still fell into a trope, though, because her point for being in the series was to be Tommy's girlfriend. Like, I've always had a bit of a problem with that they didn't just let her be her own character. For some reason, they felt it necessary to push her into the arms of Tommy because, I don't know, maybe he's contractually obligated to have a woman. I don't know. They would not let that go. They were like, no, he can't not have a woman. So how about the Pink Ranger breaks up with him so he can go out with the Pink Ranger? And even Jason makes fun of it. When Forever Red, when he's like, well, this dude was kissing on all the Pink Rangers, I was the one doing the fucking work.
Who's up next?
Okay.
I picked Jen.
100%, okay. Dude, Time Force Jen, holy shit, dude. That's the best pink for me. I even like her costume. It's very direct. It's got that heart thing in the middle of it, and I like the way the Time Force looks and everything. She I like her a lot. She's awesome. Blue.
Billy, hands down. That's my boy right there.
Billy. Yep, Billy Cranston, 1,000%.
And as a technicality, I'll even do a dual bit with it. Both Billies.
I feel like the Rangers could not have survived without Billy. He was the quintessential, most important person on the team. Without him, they would have died time and time and time and time again. Even as early as the Green with Evil. If you take Billy out of that series, if you remove him, or have when the first encounter, when they meet the Green Ranger, if we were comic book world or something like that, and Tommy had been allowed to kill a ranger and he'd have killed the blue, that's game over. They cannot win without him, I believe.
Because Billy was the one that helped fix the command center.
Yeah, he's the one that put everything back in order.
And without him,
they can't transport. They can't communicate with each other. They can't fix the command center. They can't contact Zordon. They can't get the Zords back when Lord Zedd took the Zords from them.
They can't freaking – they don't have a flying car without him.
Yeah, they don't have that dumb shit either.
And if you also go with the movie Billy, which is why I said dual Billies, because both of them, he was the heart of the team for them.
Easily.
So, yeah, that's what made him such a likable character for me. And I'm like, yep, both Billies, done.
Billy even had himself a nice personal episode, actually, during Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, where he was given the power of all the Rangers so he could fight Madame Woe on his own, so he could break that gem on her head.
Yep.
I have a three-way tie.
Amp that motherfucker up.
I've been thinking a lot about Blue because I knew Blue was coming up. And I think I have a three-way tie with all the Blues that I've encountered over the years. And I am going to choose Billy and Billy. So both those Billies, I like the movie Billy. I like the original series Billy, but I also like Sky from SPD.
All right,
Bill, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
I'm watching
the wind blow these
curtains. The blinds. Yep.
Around.
I was trying to figure out, it's like, why are you rolling dice?
He would have been fucking around with the tea.
But the reason why I like Billy is the reason that you guys gave. But the reason why I like Sky so much is because if you go into his backstory, his father was the Red Ranger. So he automatically assumed that when he became a Ranger, he was going to be given the Red Ranger But when he was given the Blue Ranger and would be the second in command of the team, at first I didn't like him because he was basically being a cry ass about it. And some wannabe no fucking talent dude on the streets became the Red Ranger. He had a hard time dealing with that, but he was able to overcome that, and he was actually a good fucking second in command until eventually he does become the Red Ranger in their series. Because I just like his backstory, and I like how he went from an asshole to an actual likable character. So those are my blues. Who's last? Who's last? Does everybody say their blues?
Did Seth go?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I agreed with Billy.
Billy was a pretty easy one. I think everybody was going to choose him.
Damn right.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the Billy with the new movie Billy and the Mighty Morphin as well.
Yep.
Digital high five to you, Scott, because we are not in the same room. Through the viewing globe. Yay! Just don't break it, because then Zordon will get pissed. Because then he can't watch
Zordon's
his interdimensional
pissed.
Porn.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if we break the viewing globe, he can't watch his interdimensional porn.
All right. So is the next one up favorite Zordon-like character? Because I'm going to pick the face in the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm picking
Walter White. Walter White, Malcolm in the Middle, Dad. Zordon is best Zordon.
Okay. Fix the damn blinds. Okay. All right. Is all the blues out of the way?
Yeah.
Yep.
We even started Zordons.
Yeah, the best Zordon-like character.
Oh, best
face of the wall
so
Zordon.
Best mentor.
Mentor, yeah.
No, just the best Zordon.
Well, yeah, that's their mentor. There's always, well, there's not always a mentor, which is nice when sometimes they don't have one, but
actually, you know what's
a
funny
tough
about
one for me.
Actually, because of a technicality, Andros would be a mentor.
Yeah, he's the mentor for the space guys, because they didn't know anything about the spacefaring, and he's the one that kind of pushed them through that.
Yep.
Or you could also give that to Alpha.
True, you can give.
He was the kind of one that kind of put them together. And
would
said,
the Maui head
these guys?
Would the Maui head in the cave wall?
Yeah,
Osai
is mentor.
Yep, that's okay. A mentor.
Just
that's
like
the one I like.
Just like the dog dude. For SPD, he's the mentor.
Yep.
Or the stupid ass guinea pig.
From Ninja Storm. Oh, you're coming up on that one very soon, Bill.
I know.
You enjoy that. Hey, I'm the Red Ranger in that series.
Trained by a guinea pig, more of a time.
I get my name gets put in the fucking guinea pig. Fucking
their martial arts skills are not as good.
Shane is the leader of the Ninja Storm.
Yep.
And with that, I'm having another smoky treat then.
Okay.
And with that, I feel very confused, but
I don't have
probably
one.
Not.
In terms of a favorite mentor, I guess I would have to pick Zordon, but
which Zordon?
I think there's a lot of problems with him.
Well, there's three Zordons, though. There's interdimensional time portal Zordon, there's dude stuck in a wall Zordon, and then there's old sage dude Zordon. Take your pick.
I'm picking Maui face and wall.
Well, he's not a Maui face and wall. That was for
Ranger. That's what I'm picking.
That was for the Pirate Rangers, I think. Was the Maui head. We're talking movie Zordon at that point, which is just giant face and a wall.
Well, I know that, but my favorite mentor would be the
Maui
guy.
Head.
Yeah.
Oh, or Tiki shit. Mask Man, I should say. Okay. He's not a Maui head.
He's a tiki guy. He's a tiki.
He's a tiki wall man.
Yeah, he's a tiki man. I like that.
I can't think of one for the life of me. I don't have a favorite. I think leader, like the friggin'
But to be fair, I also
you have a favorite mentor. You have the guy in the train, the conductor.
Mentors are often
with his puppet. Train conductor guy with the puppet. That's a mentor.
Mentors are often done wrong for me in these series. Out of the ones I've got to see, because to me, the mentor is like a good mentor is like somebody like Tommy who's been on the battlefield, who knows it, who's there with them, who's helping lead them. And I know that's Dino Thunder, but I'm just saying normally these are done wrong.
Here's the Tommy thing. Is a mentor.
Here's my problem.
I forgot about that.
Here's my problem with mentors. In this series, mentors are fucking gym teachers.
Oh, crap.
We are going to run. We are going to play basketball. We are going to get in shape.
No.
We are going to do push-ups. Watch me do it.
I know the best mentor now. It's Ernie.
Oh, detention center Ernie?
Both.
Ernie's detention center. needs a fucking jingle.
Okay. Every day's great at Ernie's detention center.
We are kind of fucked.
Why?
Oh, mine shut off.
Oh, mine's on.
Okay.
Well, because we started at, 26, right?
Oh,
so we still got technically got... Off. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I've got it recording. I did shut down. So just in case... We are at the end of this episode, then, rather than
because
take the chance that none of this makes it on
technical
there.
Issues.
But regardless, that's fine. We have more topics for the next episode. See you.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.